Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
So today's show, I'm talking about Blackout. This album is incredible. I don't think it's been given its fair share of praise. I think the work itself was overshadowed by what Britney was going through in her personal life. Pretty sure. I mean, we all kind of have some sort of image in our brain when we say Blackout Britney Spears. And I mean, we see like her shaving her head and we see her taking the giant umbrella and smashing the paparazzo's window with it. Did she break glass? That I can't remember. I can't remember if she actually broke the glass or if she went for it, but it didn't happen. Also, those giant umbrellas, you only see those on a golf course or at a really fancy hotel when it rains. And they're like, miss, please take this umbrella. And we totally trust that you're going to return it. They put so much trust in us at those fancy hotels with those big umbrellas. So here's a question. Where did Britney get that umbrella? I guess she's just a fancy... Oh man, am I starting a rumor? Maybe Britney stole an umbrella. She never returned the fancy umbrella to the fancy hotel. Oh my gosh, mystery solved. I just heard a snap, and that's because my friend Britney, not Britney Spears, my friend Brittany Ross gave me this stress putty. It's really fun to play with. It is silly putty, but you just like play with it as you're talking, just as you're doing anything really, but you'll just need at least one hand. But anyways, I'm really enjoying it. So if you hear a snap, that's what I'm doing. These are the things you do when you're an anxious person. You just work through it with some adult silly putty. Okay. I'm talking to Jason McAuliffe and Annie Mebbin in this episode. And Jason McAuliffe is the showrunner of Heathers, and Annie Mebbin is the head writer of Heathers. And you're like, Heathers, you mean the movie? And I'm like, no, I mean the TV show. And you're like, the TV show? Where can I watch it? And I would have said the Paramount Network, except the Paramount Network has pulled the show from its network. What the fuck? Am I right, you guys? Come on. This show is great, and I'm so bummed for everyone involved. I was on the show. I was going to pop in occasionally and be a crazy teacher named Ms. Zabrowski. Thank you, Jason, for having me. It was such an amazing set, an amazing group of people. The writing, the entire cast, the sets, the costumes. It was just like, it was incredible. But for all I know, this world is moving so fast. It's found a new home and it's probably on some streaming platform and you've already devoured all 10 episodes. Who knows? Who knows, you guys? We just need to trust. We need to put it out in the universe. I don't know. Do we put things out into the universe anymore? Is it like, do we still secret things? you know, to us and into our lives, I have no idea. But what I do know is that it's a great show. And there are no two better people to talk about Blackout with than Jason McAuliffe and Annie Mebbin. So without further ado, we need to talk about Britney. Woof. Get ready.
Looking for trouble?
What? Oh, can we talk? No.
Yeah.
What? Where are we at now? She hasn't lost her mind yet.
She has.
So this is, she's already been in and out of rehab.
Those are extensions.
And she shaved her head.
Oh, she did shave
her
head.
So this.
This was before the official release.
Wait.
This is, it's right before the official release of the album, but she has shaved her head. This is post breakdown. So she had had her breakdown.
So this is supposed to be her coming back, but like she's not in it.
Yeah, she's really phoning
it
in.
She doesn't know what she's doing. Yeah, this is dark.
And apparently, Justin Timberlake had gone backstage to see her and to say hi and like check in. And she freaked out right before, like, the day of this performance.
Really?
But she's clearly...
That's a long time.
It's also, I think it's pretty clear she's on drugs?
Ludes or something,
she's
She's
definitely on Xanax, which is not what you want to be on when you're dancing.
He's concerned.
So so after this, so this was like a public disaster.
Yes.
This is, it's sad. It's like not fun.
Yeah.
Because like, I'm a slave. Remember her walking out?
Yeah.
Whatever. We'll save it for the thing.
You know what it's like? It's like a stripper that's like at the end of her shift.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just like not...
It would be like if I woke up from a nap and someone's like, you're on the VMAs.
Yeah.
But there's some hope right there. That was a good move.
I remember everyone calling her fat after this.
Yeah, and she had just had her second child.
Yeah.
People were calling her fat?
Yes.
But you've got to remember, this was
10
years
right.
ago when like thick, like... Everyone was anorexic, and now everyone's thick, so now...
Yeah. This would be, like, great now.
Yeah. Again, Britney was always ahead of the curve.
Ahead of
her
time.
Oh, 50 Cent.
And, like, look how much went into it, like, all the...
She's not even, like... Oh, Rihanna is laughing at her. Ugh, that's tough.
Oh, this is the worst part.
I think, too, by this point, she was like, get me off the stage, get me off the stage.
Yeah, because all these famous people are just raising an eyebrow at her.
It's like, I've been in a few auditions where you start and you're just like, I just want to get this done as soon as possible because I'm just like, I got to get out of here.
Oh.
Oh, that is...
This is like...
That was the harshest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So this is kind of like
a lot.
This is where we're going today.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Let's go there. I'm ready.
what's got to happen?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's dark.
Ay ay ay. All right, guys. Let's just we're gonna talk about serious stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to We Need to Talk About Britney, a podcast dedicated to the legendary pop princess Britney Spears. I'm your host, Jen Zabrowski, and on this episode, we're talking about Britney's fifth and potentially most influential album, Blackout. Today I have not one, but two guests, Jason McAuliffe, creator and showrunner of television's Heathers for the Paramount Network, and Annie Mebben, executive producer and head writer of Heathers, and whose work you've also seen on The Goldbergs, Community, Happy Endings, and so many other things. Jason and Annie, welcome to We Need to Talk About Britney.
Hi.
Hi.
This is a pretty epic album, a big time in Britney's life. We were just watching her performance.
That's why we seem so down.
Yeah.
We're in a dark place right now.
We watched her performance on the VMAs of Give Me More. And it was tough. But why don't you set it up? Give the context.
I just wanted to explain our voices right now.
Yeah.
No,
it's like we just watched a really sad cat video where the cat dies at the end.
I know other episodes, it's like we've watched her performance at the VMAs of Oops, I Did It Again, when she did the striptease, and then was doing Satisfaction into Oops, I Did It Again. That epic performance, and then another episode, we started it by watching her VMAs performance.
With the snake.
Yes, of I'm a Slave for
Iconic.
You.
Iconic.
And those, you know, you roll in and it's high energy. So yeah, this is a different different kind of episode. But I will say, like, this album is potentially her most influential album. Since then, this was released in 2007. So, and here's the good news, guys. We already know that Britney makes it out. Like, she...
I mean, sort of.
But. She's
not dead.
She's not dead. She is alive.
She's getting better.
Yeah. She's with her kids. She just finished a four-year run in Vegas. So, I mean, she's still working, and she's not just still working, but dare I say, I think she's thriving.
She has a man.
She has a very, very sexy, much younger boyfriend.
She has a boyfriend?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She posted a picture of him right after the halftime show, which I think was also like, I'm also okay.
Where did she, where did she meet him?
I don't know the deets. I only saw pictures of them in front of a waterfall.
They met on the set of her music video.
What, is he a director or something?
No, he's like a music video guy, like a model.
Like a dancer?
Not necessarily a dancer, a music video model.
That's even tougher.
And
does she have a prenup? Are they married?
They're not married.
Okay. Good.
They're not married. I wonder if she'll ever marry again. But they seem very happy. He calls her his lioness. They seem to be a match.
Look, I'm happy for her. That's great. But she should get a prenup if she decides to marry him.
I wholly agree.
Brittany, if you're listening.
Get a prenup. I have a lot of advice.
I'm sure she will.
Lawyer.com. Just download one.
So
LegalZoom. LegalZoom.
LegalZoom.
LegalZoom.
Brittany, go to LegalZoom.com. But when this album came out, okay, this album was released on October 25th, 2007. Leading up to the release of this album, Britney had been in and out of rehab a few times.
For what? Did they ever really, like, explain it?
Great question. I never knew.
Because I feel like that whole time, everyone knows about the breakdown. Everyone knows the, like, head shaved and hitting a car with an umbrella. But, like, you never really know. It's like, you know what she needs to do right now? She needs, like, one of those deep-ass documentaries.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like an HBO, like, get Errol Morris to do like a real 2-hour documentary.
Oh, I would watch that.
She did a documentary of sorts.
No, but she has to be like real about it. It can't be like produced by her.
I wonder how deep she's willing to go, and honestly, how much she's willing to share. It's like, we've taken everything from her. I don't know if she wants us to know her story.
It's a theme in her work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
She's one of the last mysterious creatures left in entertainment.
True.
I think, you know, that's part of her. What I love about her, she's like a unicorn. But what she released a letter, and she put it up on her official website right after she had gone in and out of rehab. And
so wait, let's break it down. She went to rehab twice.
Maybe.
We don't know what for what.
Don't know for what. In this letter that she released, and it was, I believe, before this performance, but after the rehab stints, she said that She said, even to this day, after having gone to the very humbling place called rehab, I don't believe that I was there for alcohol or depression. She said that she had
a love addiction,
a really hard time after her divorce.
She does seem like a love addict.
And you know, I have this, like, I think all of her intelligence lies within her physical body and in movement. And I, you know, like when she first got together with Kevin Federline, there's video footage of her talking about their sex life. And she said in this way, she just kept saying ecstasy, ecstasy, ecstasy over and over and over again, telling her makeup artist, she was like in the makeup chair talking about it. And so I think it was like it became an addiction. She was like addicted to him in this way, like their physical connection.
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to get the facts.
Yeah.
So they broke up. Did he divorce her?
No, she divorced him, and she told him over text message that she was divorcing him. And it was only, I believe, 2 months after the birth of their second child.
So the birth of the second child, she divorces him, breaks up with him, divorces him. Then where does rehab fall after that?
She sends this text message, and then she reunites with her manager, Larry Rudolph, who's been in and out of her life this whole time. She starts partying like crazy.
And this is around the time when she's like, I don't remember. But I remember she was like hanging out with paparazzi. Like she was
Paris Hilton.
Befriending mm-hmm. paparazzi, yes. Which is tough.
Mm-hmm. This is something I wanted to touch down.
And then she was hanging out with Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton. And this was the start of that. We're not going to wear underpants and we're going to get out of cars and let the paparazzi take pictures of our vaginas.
I like that you call them underpants.
What is that? Was that a thing?
You know what I think? Visible panty lines. It was a time of bandage dresses and bodycon fashions. Mm-hmm. And I don't want a VPL if I'm them.
So you don't think it was like intentionally spreading legs, no. Take a picture.
I mean, maybe eventually further down the line, but I don't think with these, I don't think with like Britney.
Guys, I really respect that opinion.
No, I think, I don't think that was intentional. I mean, I'm sure when you get down to the like dregs of the celebrity earth, there was some people that were like, ooh.
Yeah, but not Britney. Who among us hasn't accidentally flashed some beef getting out of a car? If there was a camera on you 24/7 and you're in a low car, you're trying to get out off a curb.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Your stylist told you not to wear underwear.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they came by it honestly.
And you're drunk as hell.
You're drunk. You're fucked up beyond recognition. Yeah.
And that's what she was saying. She was like, I'm 25. Mm-hmm. I've gone through a horrible divorce. I was sad. I wanted to party. I think the missing piece is like, well, but you had two children under the age of
three. Really had a bunch of nannies. Mm-hmm. Kids were fine.
Well, she did get herself into some trouble with that. Her children were taken away from her.
Oh, that's right. Oh, God, I forgot about that. All this.
She locked herself in a bathroom with either both or one of her children. And that's when everybody showed up and they took her out in the stretcher and put her in...
What is it called?
A 5150.
Yeah, 5150. Yeah.
So she like wasn't let out. That was all this. This was this time. I mean, this was like really.
Did her dad take like the judge granted her dad like control over her life at a certain point?
Mm-hmm. That
was after.
This was all around this time.
And she went back home, and she wanted to be with her friends from home.
That's a mistake.
Right? Didn't she go back to Louisiana and like hang out with her high school friends for a while?
That was right after her breakup with Justin. That's when she married that guy from her hometown.
That's for
in Vegas for like 24 hours or whatever.
God. Like real life.
She's really lived. I hadn't done anything in my life, but I really marked time by her because I'm the same age as her, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So
me as well.
I was like, I wasn't divorced with two kids. I was like...
Annie, where were you at 25? Were you married?
I was engaged to be married. I was living in a one-bedroom apartment in Hollywood. And I didn't have a care in the world. I certainly didn't have two kids and paparazzi chasing me down the street.
She got married real... So she was dating Justin Timberlake way earlier.
Yeah, like a college sweetheart if they went to college.
So she really liked him. And then they broke up. And then she replaced him with... what's his name, Kevin Federline, sort of like a, you know, a low rent Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
And then that didn't work out.
And yeah. Now she's got two kids.
But now she's making the same, she's dating the same person again.
He seems just, to be,
I mean, he's not
a tad simpler than it's the same even. As
Kevin Federline. I mean, the situation is the same. He was a dancer on one of her videos. This new guy was involved, you know?
Mm-hmm. But Kevin Federline had these like wolf eyes.
He did.
From the minute he came on the scene, I was like, run, girl.
When I first moved to LA, and this was around the time they met, Brittany, it was rumored that Brittany kept going to this club called Joseph's. And it was like a...
Oh, I know it. It's Greek.
Yes. 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 And my friend Jill and I, we were like, we have to go. And we would go to Joseph's and we would wait and hope that Brittany was going to show up. And it was like, we went three times. And all three times, like when we left, that's when Brittany would come. Because we just didn't even have... Even then, we were so young. This is now like at 22. Because
you're like, it's 9:30. She's like, not here.
Even at 22, I'm like, I cannot stay till this place is going to close waiting for Brittany. But that's when she would like show up. And that's where they met, was at this club, Joseph's.
What would you have done in the club when Brittany showed up? Just walk us through what you... Would you have talked to her?
I probably would have. At the time, when I would go out.
But don't you think she had bodyguards?
I don't think she did.
I think she would have become your friend.
Dude, that famous bodyguard.
I think this is... I think she was
the one
so,
celebrity where it might work.
Yeah,
is this I think my she moment was, that yeah. I missed. Yeah, I missed it.
I think she needed you.
Oh, man. Wait, is this all my fault? Is that what
it could be?
Yeah, this podcast is like your way of processing how you failed.
Wait, did I ever tell you my Britney dream that was like so vivid? I'm sure I have.
Please share.
I think it was around this time. She was in her dark period. And I dreamt that my dad and my stepmother adopted her, and she was living in our attic, and I went up there to see her, and I was like, here's what you're gonna do. It's gonna be like coming out of the dark for Gloria Estefan. You're gonna take a minute, you're gonna go, you're gonna do like a yoga retreat, you're gonna get that body back, you're gonna let your hair grow a little bit to like a cute pixie, and then you're gonna come back on the scene with an emotional ballad, and you're gonna cry when you perform it. And then Justin's going to take you back.
Why didn't she do that?
I don't know. Like I only told her in a dream.
That's such a good plan.
Oh my God.
Instead, yeah.
It's dark, but she like, I mean, we talk about a lot of this when we're writing our show, but like she kind of, how do I describe it? But like our society had to destroy her. And that is what's so sad about Britney Spears. But it's like American culture, one of our beliefs as a society and like one of our, like, I call it a lie that we tell ourselves, but some people believe it. But it's that money will make you happy, mm-hmm. you know? And it's sort of if you work hard and
but
you
it get, does, Jason.
And you get famous and you get rich, you know, you will be happy. And then so someone like Britney Spears, who, you know, is from Louisiana, not a wealthy person, obviously, when she's born, then suddenly gets all that. She has an unlimited amount of money. She's incredibly beautiful. And then she's still unhappy. And what that does, I think, in our society is it makes Americans turn on someone, sadly, because Britney Spears is a walking reflection that everyone else is living a lie. So she is like all of this hard work. So, and that's what I think this is. And like we talked about it in the context of Anna Nicole Smith, because it's the exact same thing where it's like both of these women are literal constant reminders to the majority of people in the country that the bill of goods they've been sold is a lie. And so we have to either disbelieve the lie or destroy them. Mm-hmm. And we choose to destroy them. And I think that's what we did with Britney.
And can I say my personal Britney journey? When Britney came out, I was in high school. And I feel like up to that point, I had been sort of raised on this like Riot Girl pop culture of like Sleater-Kinney and the Breeders and like Kim Gordon. And I just felt like bubblegum pop was over. And then she showed up and it felt like she was a sexy baby, and that was like the aesthetic now.
And mm-hmm. did you like that, Annie?
No,
or were you,
I was fucking livid.
Cool stuff. Yeah,
okay. I was livid, and I remember we went to grad night. You know, it's like Disney at night for seniors, and she performed at grad night.
You're from Florida.
I'm from Florida. No big deal, not to brag. but she performed, and I remember being like, "Fuck this! I'm gonna wait till Real Big Fish plays, but I'm not gonna watch this." And I didn't watch her.
Oh my God. I don't know if I can.
Pearls Before Swine. Oh. And my friend Amanda, shout out to Amanda, if you listen to I'm sure she'll listen to this because she loves Britney. But she was like, one day you're going to kick yourself because she's iconic and you just don't see it yet.
She came out in what, 99, 98? Yes. Mm-hmm. But that was, in a weird way, it's like hard as you get older. It's hard to recognize this. But it's like what she was doing then. I mean, I don't think she was conscious of it, but it was kind of punk because it was like a way to piss off the parents of the people that would have bought her album. And the way you do that, because those parents grew up on punk, so you couldn't be like, you know, fuck the man, fuck the system. They would be like, yeah, great. You know, the way you piss them off is like being something that they find offensive, which is like sexualizing a little girl. And so like, as you get older, that becomes harder and harder to recognize because it actually pisses you off. So it's like doing what it's supposed to do, but it's hard to recognize it, you know? And she that's what rock and roll is. She was like punk.
But I feel like it wasn't coming from her. I feel like it was coming from these corporate overlords.
Yeah, but it never is.
But at the same time, though, I don't think, like what Jason was saying, I don't think she was conscious of it, but I do believe it was authentic to her. Like, she would say, it was my idea to tie my shirt up in the Hit Me Baby One More Time video. And she was like, it was just like, she would probably say something like, it was uncomfortable. Like, I needed mm-hmm. to dance. Like, she would do these things that I think were really authentic to her. And I think she thought she looked cute in pigtails. And I think she, but because she was a child and she's not conscious of what she's playing out there.
What was she, like 17, 18? You know, as an adult, you look back and you think that's so young. But get into your mindset when you're 17.
Oh, you think you're a grown.
You fully think you're a fully functioning adult. Like, there's nothing in you that's like, I'm like just a child, you know? I mean, think about when you were 17. Like, you were like, I could handle anything.
Yeah. Just driving around in a black Jeep Cherokee.
Yeah.
With a car phone. Yeah. I thought the world was mine.
I had a sex life. I had braces and a sex life. It's disgusting.
Oh, my God. Braces and a sex life.
But I really came around on her, I would say, halfway when she came out with that snake. In the VMAs. That was like, I was like, oh, now she's being a danger slut and I'm here for it and I love it. But when she went insane, mm-hmm. that's when I truly fell in love with her. Because
that's when I
said to myself, like, I understand you now and you seem human to me and you're like raging against the machine.
Yeah.
So for me, it was the opposite. Like, once she turned on the world, I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
I'm regretting. I went to see her Vegas show for my bachelorette party. Annie, you were there.
I was there.
And
yes, we've seen the photo. And hopefully when this comes out, you'll post this photo. So
the photo of the meet and greet.
This photo of
you. It looks photoshopped completely.
With Britney Spears. Britney Spears looks terrified. But I'm kind of on her side because you are dressed as her, which is so scary.
Well, I didn't know I was going to meet her. It was a surprise. I was told when I got to the Bachelorette and I lost my mind. I was like, oh, wait, but I'm wearing this. I'm going to be wearing the Hit Me Baby One More Time Catholic schoolgirl uniform. That's going to be so weird. And when I went to meet her, the first thing out of my mouth was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm wearing this and meeting you. Like, I had no idea I was going to meet you. Like, I wouldn't have worn this. And she just kept looking at me and she was like, no, it's cute.
The photo looks like it's you have cute. A knife to her back. Like
it truly does.
It literally looks like you just whispered, like, give me all your money, bitch, and smiled for the camera.
Oh my God.
You have to post that photo when this comes out so people can see.
Oh, I was actually really holding it in. I was like, I'm happy, but I was also so sad because meeting her in person, and this was at the beginning of her Vegas show and her run in Vegas. And after meeting her, I went back and saw the show a few years later, and I'm really glad I did because she wasn't fully present.
Oh my God. It was
the first time?
Yeah.
It was this dark.
Was taken, oh, really? So it was sort of was like dark. The VMA.
It was a lot like that. And the backup dancers, like, she would sort of like half-assedly like flip her wrist in a gesture that I think was meant to be like a really strong striking gesture. Really? And so then she would just like be like, bleh. And the backup dancers would like collapse to the floor with all this shit. Commitment. And you're like, oh, I see what the show is supposed to be. Right. But you're just like,
yeah, there's some on like Xanax very or stressed out choreographers every night somewhere.
It felt like she was marking it. Like you're watching, it felt like she was marking a performance.
Yeah, it's like when you do a rehearsal and you do it at half-ass.
Yeah.
We do. That always like freaked me out when we were doing our show. Because it's like you just do the rehearsal and the actors never do it full strength because like then they'll lose their energy or stuff. But it's always a little, you're always like,
you're like,
this sucks. But then they nail it. So you've been back to her show in Vegas and she's back on to herself. It's great now.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I want to go again.
There's still something that's a little bit missing for me.
Xanax.
But she is throwing herself on the ground. She's flipping the hair.
Yes.
She's hitting the moves.
Great.
And there's always like these flashes during the show where she is really there.
Right.
And even if it only lasts 3 seconds, it's thrilling.
Well, because I remember getting ready to see the show, they show you sort of like a retrospective of like all her videos and all these moments of, and for some reason, every time she says it's Britney, bitch, it like, I don't know, it gives me chills. It truly does. So she's all like, it's Britney, bitch. And they're showing you all these videos of her like dancing and you're like, oh, I'm about to see her. Like it just,
what is
it was wild. And then she comes out and it's like, she's a reanimated corpse and it was crazy.
What is the audience like? Is it just like,
it was all like people like us.
A lot of bachelorette parties, a lot of, well, and then there was a bachelor party, which is such a smart move. It's like, it's a bachelor party. Go see Britney Spears. You're going to not only see Britney Spears, but it will be filled with bachelorette parties.
Okay. I'd like to talk to those guys. I just want to know more. That's all.
That's your podcast. Yeah.
I just want to know more. That's all.
And then it is a lot of women who look like Britney Spears. Also, a lot of women from, I feel like a lot of Texas wealthy women with blonde hair extensions and very large diamonds.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Are there.
Go where you're comfortable.
And then there's a pit where you can stand in the pit and dance. And that surrounds her runway and stage.
Did you go there?
I didn't do that. We had excellent seats, though.
We had great seats. It was amazing. We could really see her butt. Wow.
And I started to get so, I became so anxious watching the performance at my bachelorette party because she was, I don't want to just assume that she was on Xanax, but something was going on. And
so it's like, because watching the VMA performance that you just showed us is the same thing where it's like, it's almost this like level of sadness. And you kind of want to help her, but you can't because
I started dancing so hard. I did like a full out like performance. Like I thought I could channel my energy to her. And every time she would come by our area, I would just scream like, "You can do it."
It was But also, really, yeah. I mean,
it was rough.
How old is Britney Spears?
She is
35.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a 35-year-old woman we're talking about, which is weird that we still infantilize her. And I think that's going to happen for the rest of her life. And that could also be part of her problem. I mean, this is a grown adult. I mean, she could be president. You know, she could legally run for president. So it's weird that we, and I do it too.
It's so hard not to. She's Britney Spears. There is only one Britney Spears. I have in front of us the album. And the list of songs on the album, you know, she had this breakdown. She did this performance at the VMAs right before the album was released, and then so everyone kind of was like, "You're over, you're done." But this album is amazing,
right? It's got "Give Me More," "Piece of Me,"
"Radar," "Break the Ice." These were all really great.
"Give Me More" was written by Kerry Washington. What?
No. Carrie Hilson.
Oh, sorry, Carrie Hilson.
Yeah.
Oh, the way it's written. Okay.
James Washington.
Right.
Carrie okay. Hilson.
But I would, that would be
That
great.
Would be amazing.
That would be great. Oh my God. Let's just assume she wrote it.
I really like this album, and I really like these songs, but do you guys find that you're listening to the song, it starts out with a bang, much like her Vegas show, where you're so excited, then you're listening to the song and you're into it, and then it never really goes anywhere? It's almost like the album itself is sedated.
Yes, I felt like I was on drugs.
Interesting.
Listening to this from beginning to end, I was like, whoa, I feel like I am like at the end of the roughest night of my life.
It always, I don't know why big stars do this, but they always, for some reason, have an album that's like about their celebrity. And I always feel like that's when I'm like, ugh. And this is sort of Britney's version of that, where it's like, it's just like, no one cares about your, you know, I mean, it's just, it's very hard to get people to like care about the fact that you're, that people want a ton of shit from you.
Well, what's really funny,
which is, it's not, I'm not saying it's not a real problem. It is a real problem if you're her, but it's,
you become a spectacle. It becomes less like, oh, this song is about
Michael
me.
Michael Jackson did that.
Yeah.
Janet Jackson had one of those.
Beyonce did Lemonade. She did a whole album about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's slightly... She did it better in a way that she, like...
Because that was about betrayal, too.
Yeah, she brought it back about to, like, a sort of a universal thing that
What you guys are saying is just about, like, their fame.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Where it's just about fame, and it's sort of like... It's a lot to ask of people, I think, to care about.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The producers and writers on this album were told not to write about Britney's personal life. So she tried really hard. That's what I found to be so interesting about what you said. I mean, they gave in to Piece of Me.
No, but Piece of Me is about fame.
Yeah, it's 100%. Mm-hmm. So they went in with the intention. She didn't want the songs to be about her personal life. But then they were like, well, we have Piece of Me. And she was like, this is great. So they put it on the album.
Interesting.
And also, it's Britney Bitch, what you were referring to earlier, Annie. This is the beginning.
This is where it came from.
Its origin story.
Now, when did she tongue Madonna? That's after.
Blackout's after.
No. When did she kiss Madonna?
In the Zone. It was right before she released In the Zone.
Do you guys, am I imagining this? Okay. There was that documentary that she had on MTV.
That's right.
Where she's being interviewed. I want to say in Japan, and they're like, oh, when Madonna kisses you, she take your life essence. And Britney goes, no. And they're like, yes. And she's like, no. And they're like, she does. She did. Like, it seems like there's a language barrier, but it also seems like they're telling her that Madonna siphoned her.
Oh, wow. Do you think that's true?
Please, somebody out there.
Oh, my gosh.
I believe it.
Send us a message to know that I didn't just invent this. It's possible I dream of Britney, but maybe.
Oh, my
any,
God.
If you saw this and you can corroborate it.
Japanese witches that are listening, please write in.
Do you guys remember the kid that said, he made the YouTube video because this is like right at the beginning of YouTube, and
oh, leave Britney alone.
Leave Britney alone.
That's right. Yeah. That was such a big thing, and then he became a porn star.
Yes,
and now, but now he's got his life on track. Like yeah, he followed Britney's path too. What was his name? Chris
Crocker.
Wow.
Crocker.
I don't think people now, if you weren't alive in that time or you weren't like conscious in that time, I don't think people realize how, because now with the president we have, he's sort of like sucked all that oxygen away. So like we don't really have this like thing anymore where we follow celebrity. I mean, I don't even know who anyone is.
I didn't even know that. Like different people had babies. No, I was hearing about it later, but
in the 2000s, that was like huge. No, I mean no one. I mean people didn't pay any attention to a literal war that we had, which makes. I mean, and it, you know, it's like actually a serious issue, and it could lead to like a very serious discussion. But it's like, I think people don't realize like how massive all of this stuff was. It was like on the real news every night, you know, over and over again. And then the internet was just sort of, you know, blossoming into its own sort of beast. And then, but yeah, but now I think, unfortunately, well, for, you know, fortunately for people like Britney, but unfortunately for the rest of us, like the president has sort of just sucked all that oxygen away, and he's just turned his own, you know, everything. He's just sucked it all away. So you wouldn't, this could be happening now to stars and you wouldn't even know
because yeah, there's
no one has
be
the
like,
bandwidth for it.
Like if Miley was at a gas station barefoot, nobody would hear about it.
I don't even know. Are there paparazzi anymore?
There are, but
there must be, but
I haven't seen. Does anyone see those photos? Where
I mean,
do they
even
buy
look
them?
At like Kylie Jenner is so just so famous. And she had a, when she found out she was pregnant, she went into hiding and no one saw her. Like it was possible. You know
what
I mean?
Did she have her baby?
She had her baby.
Yeah, yeah. See, I didn't even know that. Like if it was 2007, I would have known the baby's name. I would have known
Stormy.
What hospital.
The baby's name is Stormy.
With an
I. For real? Mm-hmm. She named it after, does she watch the news?
That's Stormy Daniel.
That does make you wonder about that. But I wish her well. Congratulate her.
Congrats. Kylie,
but she was able to go into hiding like people.
Name your baby after a porn star. Good job.
But yeah, she just couldn't do anything on her
baby's
own.
Really named is Stormy.
Yeah, this is a sidebar for, we often joke that Jason and I are going to have a podcast where I tell Jason news of the day and he just reacts to it for 2 minutes.
I totally don't pay attention to any of this stuff. And then Annie will like come in.
Did you hear that? Donald Trump like had these people pee on a bed because Obama slept there.
Yeah. He's like, oh my God.
It's such a joy to tell him the news. Yeah.
Are you ever like, that can't be true?
Every day. Yeah. I mean, everyone thinks that every day. But like, yeah. Does she, no one in her family told her that there's a super famous porn star in the news named Stormy? Look, this is a different topic. This is for your podcast. We need to talk about the Kardashians.
I think it's also like Kylie's going to, she's taking back the name. You know, she's like, I'm
no,
taking back Stormy.
You're very generous. No, that's not what it is.
It's a different spelling, it Jason.
Is.
It's
oh,
not...
is it Stormy with an I? Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. That's even worse.
Oh my God. Also, I think it's like everyone can have, we have so much more, I feel like we have more compassion now.
Yeah, well.
Like if this happened to someone, or maybe it wouldn't happen to someone now because we wouldn't push someone. Would we push someone to
that's,
this point?
That's very generous. I don't know if the world is more compassionate now. I think it's just we're preoccupied now. I think we just don't care now.
There's bigger, we've got bigger fish to fry.
I think so. I mean, we had bigger fish to fry in the 2000s, but we just didn't.
We ignored them and yeah, we let them rot, and now we live in the filth.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now we live in the corpses of rotting fish that should have been fried.
So she shaved her head. What, when she had the umbrella and was hitting a car, whose car was that?
A paparazzo's car.
Okay, got it.
And immediately following the shaving of her head, she went to a tattoo parlor. And she got two tattoos, and the tattoo artist was like, why did you shave your head? And she said, I'm tired of everyone touching me.
Really?
Yes.
God.
That, to me, broke my heart.
That also sounds a little like some postpartum. Because
it was 2 months after she had given birth to her second child.
Right.
Shout out to myself. I'm a mom. And when you first have a baby, sometimes you can get what's called touched out, which is because you're nursing. You always are holding a baby. Physical touch can become overwhelming. And then, especially if you have postpartum anxiety. And then on top of that, she's a celebrity. People are futzing with her. It seems like maybe she had some of that going on.
Maybe.
On top of...
Yeah, I think so. I mean, who knows? Nowadays, people would have been like, yes, Brittany, you're awesome. Like, you know, and encouraging it. I don't know if that's better or... You know what I mean? Like, nowadays, I think we go the opposite end where we support and encourage everyone in everything they want to do when it's like, you know... Trashing her is the wrong answer, but also it's like she needs help. She doesn't need, you're amazing. Like, I feel like nowadays people would be like,
yes, girl, get your mental breakdown.
A little bit, you know, like, but it's either way is not great. It's just, you know, leave her alone. It's really that Chris Cocker did it right. That's what people should do. Just let her mind, like, let her handle
be.
Her shit.
Or let me come over and explain to her. What would be the best course of action?
Yeah, exactly.
In a calm, loving way.
I really do feel like I could have been there for her during that time. I would have been.
Sliding doors of you like staying at Joseph's 20 minutes longer.
God.
But do you guys, no offense to either of you. Do you think maybe this is part of the problem? Is that like you guys are treating her like a, maybe a 2-year-old, like a never mind. I don't, just a thought.
I do feel like there was a time when anyone who happened to be in the same hot tub was as her became her best friend for like 6 months.
Yeah,
that she was looking for that.
Yeah, that's probably true.
But it was the wrong.
It was the wrong kind of people. It wasn't a Jen Zabrowski type.
Hot tubs.
Yeah.
Oh man, we could have become such good friends. I mean, to be fair, my life was a mess in 2007. I mean, Brittany, I wasn't shaving my head, but. And no one cared what I was doing, so I was able to break down privately.
What was happening with you? What was your
journey? I was dating a person who was like 20 years older than me, which is fine, do your thing. But he was an unhealthy person.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Oh, it was.
I liked him.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Was it?
He was just a guy. He was a contractor. But wore only flip-flops.
Oh, never mind.
And
a contractor wearing flip-flops is like on the job site?
Yes.
You're supposed to wear steel-toed boots.
Yes. I'm giving you just a tiny look inside. I said he was unhealthy.
Okay.
So this is just... he also like... He only ate candy and smoked cigarettes and only dated women who were 22. I saw him maybe like, I don't know how many years ago. And he was like, how old are you? I was like, I think it was like 30. He's like, you're 30? I'm like, you know, when I get older, you as well. You have gotten older.
Jesus.
But it was just like, it was a dark time and I wasn't, I like allowed myself to stay in that relationship. But I think, this was around the time like I finally was like no, and I broke up with him and started to get my act together, but I just like couldn't, I didn't let myself receive positive things. I wasn't like putting myself out there, I guess.
This was Brittany before this was when Brittany was constantly going to Coffee Bean wearing those short shorts. That's like, I remember that distinctly. It
with
was
her jeans like rolled down.
Yeah, she
really
would wear
rolled.
These like short, short cut off jeans and then constantly leaving a Coffee Bean with like, back then people, we didn't know that those drinks were 8,000 calories. Back then, remember they were like healthy.
Yeah, like, you're like, that's coffee.
Yeah.
That's normal.
Yeah. But so it's not her fault.
Jason, when you first got here, you were like, Brittany and I are related.
Brittany is my cousin, everyone.
Let's talk about it.
I know I'm burying the lead. But here's the thing. So, and I want to set her up with Annie's cousin.
Cousin Zach, Zac Efron.
Zac Efron is Annie's cousin. So we're going to make this happen. If you really think about it, it'd be great. But Brittany, mm-hmm. I've never met her. She doesn't know she's my cousin.
Zac Efron also doesn't know he's my cousin.
I don't know that she's my cousin.
Let's unpack this.
I barely know.
So my parents were born on a tiny island in Europe. It's like between France and Italy, called Malta. And it's like 10 miles long. No one lives there. It's just, you know, tiny. But it's great. It's gorgeous, beautiful. You should visit. But if you Google famous people, famous Maltese people, Britney Spears is like the only one that comes up.
So it's such a tiny place that you have to
I mean, it's 10 miles long. We have to be related. So Brittany, as my cousin, I feel like I should be protective of her because I'm like her older cousin. And I want to hook her up with Annie's cousin, Zac Efron, because if you think about it, Brittany dating Zac Efron, it's kind of a great idea.
Yeah, they've been through a lot of the same things.
They know each other.
Is he on the straight and narrow, though?
I think so.
How dare you question my cousin.
Now, how
I think he had some troubles, but
it's very close. It's practically brother and sister. He is my grandfather's brother's wife's nephew.
Do it one more time.
My grandfather's brother's wife's nephew.
Your grandfather's brother's wife's
nephew. You are related.
I am related to him.
You are related to
him. Technically, I am.
Well, let's hook Cousin Zach up with Cousin Brittany.
Guys,
let's get a family reunion.
Yeah. Like you said, they both have sick bodies.
They both have sick bodies, which is the main thing when I'm setting people up that I think about is how sick are each of their bodies.
Brittany's current boyfriend is a trainer, and I think that's why she is in amazing shape.
Yeah.
And I think he's really encouraging. Like, they're hitting the gym together. It's their...
How old are her kids? She has two kids now? Three?
Yes. Rachel's going to look it up. I think they're like 12 and... They're 1 year apart. They might be like 12 and 13 or 11 and 12.
And they live with her...
Oh, well, it's got to be... They Vegas. Were born in probably... If it's like...
Yeah, so they've got to be like 11, 12, 13.
They're 11 and 12.
Yeah.
Wow. Gosh, that she had them so close together too. Wow, she went through...
Where does... She lives in Vegas, I'm assuming.
When she does the show. And then she has a house somewhere mm-hmm. around here.
Well, we don't need... I mean, don't go visit her. But...
Well...
Did the kids still spend time with Kevin? Like, does he have custody? Do they share custody?
Where is he?
That's what I would like to know.
He stays quiet, and I think it's actually quite respectful.
It is. He is around. He's just occasionally golfing.
Like, that is...
Because he could have gone to a dark, you know...
He could have been in those pistachio ads. Remember
Dancing
those?
With the Stars mm-hmm. kind of bullshit. Oh,
no,
my God.
I'm sure they exploited him. Pistachio ads that were...
This is unrelated, but it's such a good idea. The people need to hear it.
Yeah.
I was talking with my friend Deanna. They need to do a Dancing with the Stars... With all of like Trump rejects. So it's like Scaramucci, like Kellyanne Conway, Stormy Daniels.
Is she out?
She snuck out the back door. She's gone.
I missed that.
I know. I don't know if she's out or not. I haven't heard from her in ages. Oh, things move quick in that White House. Like some of the old wives, Marla Maples, who would not watch that Dance with the Stars? It's so good.
I'd be there.
ABC, if you're listening.
Night one. You know, we've all obviously faced adversity in our lives in our own way, you know.
Not me.
Never. No. Okay. God, that's why we got to keep you around, Jason. but I think that's why it's like I have even more respect is because she had to do all of this in front of everyone. And after when she came back and she did that mild documentary right before Circus came out. And
that may or may not include the segment. Please let me know.
Yes. Of the.
But she
said, they ask her, why did you shave your head? And she says, I just wanted to. I thought it would be cool. People shave their heads all the time.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. It's like I think for her to fully come back, she's primed for it, but I don't know if she actually has. And I think she would have to, like... But she might be ready soon. Maybe after this Vegas thing is done.
I tried to get a therapist on here, but I didn't know that you're not allowed to hypothesize and try to guess what their diagnosis.
We're not. Like if you're like a real doctor.
If you're a real therapist.
You can do whatever you want.
We can do it. I want to hear your
thoughts.
Postpartum
anxiety. That's my butt.
Yeah. Because I'm like, what happened to her? Like, what actually happened to Brittany?
I mean, but can you guys think of any examples of people who have like been through stuff like that, who like came back and people are like down with them? I mean, women, of course, men.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Men
guys
can
do it
anytime they want. They get to
like
a million times.
Yeah. This is just like another year for Robert Downey Jr.
And I say this in every episode, but like, fuck Justin for not showing up for her. I really say that in every episode.
Well,
I'm completely over him.
So over him.
I mean, and I don't want to defend him, but like, we don't know anything about their relationship. It was also this thing where you said that thing about the VMAs in 2007. Didn't they date in 1999 or 2000? Like, that's kind of.
But can you imagine?
7 years is enough.
But they didn't even just have a. But they didn't. It wasn't even just like high school romance, college romance. They were childhood friends. They've known each other forever.
But did he not like? I mean, doing that. I'm only defending him just because we don't know what he's done. He may have done a bunch of stuff behind the scenes, and it's also like, wouldn't it have been gross had he done it publicly? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the fact that we don't know.
I don't trust him.
But like, it would be gross if
he helped her.
But like,
women under the bus left and right.
Maybe he does. I mean, I don't even know.
Look, somebody
should
be pro him because, you know, we can't just be here trashing him.
It can't be me, but like, I don't care anything about Justin Timberlake. But I'm just saying, like, if you have a friend that's actually in need and you're both celebrities, it is kind of gross to like help them publicly. Like, you know what I mean? To be like, hi, I'm going to help you, but also here's a camera crew to like, and I'm going to tell a reporter about it.
Like, but like, remember when Oprah did the whole thing for Lindsay Lohan? Where was that? For Britney. Uh-huh. I'm not putting this on Oprah's door.
Oprah
I'm just
didn't
who,
help Lindsay Lohan a bit. Lindsay
she
Lohan
tried.
Is a wreck.
She tried. Yeah.
No, I did see Lindsay Lohan out.
Can she hear us?
Oprah?
I'm not putting that at Oprah's feet. I feel like Oprah does her best.
We're by the own office.
I don't know if the people know, but we record this right next to Oprah's office. In the own office.
We share a wall.
She is listening.
I was out one night around this time, and it was right after Lindsay Lohan had gotten out of rehab, and I was at a different bar club that I can't even remember the name of it now on Santa Monica Boulevard, and Lindsay was there, and it was when she was like wearing her ankle bracelet, but she was out and partying.
That was a crazy time.
And Chris Evans was also there, and I
Chris Evans?
He's Captain America.
I do not know the Chris's.
And I feel like I deserve credit for his being cast as Captain America because I tapped him on the shoulder and then I grabbed him by like with both of my hands. I put his face in both of my hands and I said, "Oh my gosh, you are just apple pie. You are you are America." I just said that to him. And then I was like, I got to go home. I got to teach preschool in the morning, which was true. And I left.
Wow. You are responsible for him being Captain America. Clearly. It's
but I don't
think
he just was so he was apple pie. He was so he was like an American, like 1950s gee whiz kid, even in the club.
He occurs to me like walking by a Gap.
I still don't know if I know which one he is.
I don't know. Like they all seem like they're all Gap stores that I've walked by.
Yeah,
and not
a little
gone
bit.
In.
Guys, did you know? Oh, so at this time, the biggest songs that year in 2007 were Rihanna's "Umbrella,"
which Britney they wrote for Britney.
They
and
wrote
she,
it for
she
Britney.
She passed on
didn't
it.
Want it?
Yeah. Wow.
That and Beyoncé's Irreplaceable.
Oh, of course she couldn't do it because it would have been crazy for her to sing that song "Umbrella" because there's that famous fucking picture of her with the shaved head smashing a paparazzi's car with an umbrella.
Oh my God, you're a detective.
This is why she didn't do... I mean, because really, like, it would have been the song... People have been like, that's so crazy that she sang that song.
You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
And this album, there's an amazing Rolling Stone... We've nailed
it.
There's an amazing Rolling Stone article that was written only a few months ago talking about how Blackout might very well be the best Britney album of all time, and also how it set the trend for pop music now. Mm-hmm. The just everything about the album is like now what we see in pop music,
right,
with Selena Gomez and the way Britney just like kind of a little bit what you were saying, Annie.
The no climax.
Never, yes.
There's no Mariah Carey Xtina moment. It's just like a drill.
Mm-hmm. Who's the new Britney? Because I know nothing about those, about the girls now.
Like, I think it's Selena Gomez.
Which
is
one
the
is
closest
she?
We have Selena Gomez.
Did she not date Cousin Zach?
Maybe.
Did she? I believe she did.
But her big love is Justin Bieber.
Oh, right, yeah.
So they're like
Britney. Is Selena Gomez from the High School Musical?
No, that's Vanessa Hudgens.
Hmm.
But Selena Gomez, she's started out on Barney when she was like 5 or 6.
I gotta go.
and then she was on the Wizards of Waverly Place or something.
So this is it's the same trajectory, and yes. She could have quite frankly had a breakdown too. But it's like the time she's living in is just not. I mean, if it was,
and
epic.
She went to emotional rehab. She went to
it's weird because it's like, yeah, that's a difference. She just happens to be living in a luckier time,
mm-hmm.
where like people just don't
that's
have
the
song energy.
Title, living in a luckier time.
Yeah, well, you just don't have the energy to deal with. Like, I don't know. I couldn't pick her out of a. I'm assuming, I know she has brown hair,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, I'm.
She's the most followed person.
Is she on Glee?
No. That's Lea Michele.
And how are they different?
Lea Michele and Selena Gomez.
I think you should play a game called "And How Are They Different," where you show, like a Chris Pine and who's the guy? Chris Evans, and just be like, "And how are they different?"
It's like when we were watching the VMAs, and you're like, "There needs to be a subtitle of like, this is the Spice Girls of now."
Oh, like, yeah. We all got together and watched the VMAs, which none of us ever would, but the Paramount Network was releasing our first promo for our show, Heathers, March 7th on the Paramount Network. But
be there.
So we all got together and watched it, and it's just all of us feeling really old, no idea who it was. But we did think it would be really helpful if during those award shows they just brought it. They just had like a little Chiron that came up.
She's kind of like Lisa Loeb.
Yeah, like she is, like who is Selena Gomez? This is Selena Gomez, is today's Britney Spears. And then I could be like, oh, you know, like these assholes wearing a hat are like your Jamiroquai.
It's like maybe if like at the beginning of the program, you punch in your date of birth and then the
that
references
is a
are
great
tailored.
Idea.
That's
so
how you
then
play
it's
the game.
Like,
yeah.
This
game
is
of birth.
Little Yachty. He is our LL Cool J. Is. I don't
see.
Think
I have
I
no idea.
Oh, I love Lil Yachty.
Don't know who he is.
Also known as Lil Boat. In closing, any favorite songs off the album?
Well, surely Gimme More. Because it brought It's Britney Bitch into our lives, which is something I, for a while, like to say as a joke. If I open my eyes in the morning, first thing, I would look at
you
Matt
do that
and go,
to your husband?
It's Britney Bitch.
I can't believe he has a kill dude. I would be on his side in the courtroom trial. I'd be like, well, that was fucked up of her to wake him up.
Just like wake you up on like a Sunday morning. Like the birds are chirping. It's Britney Bitch.
Jason, do you have any favorite songs off of this album?
I'd say that one. I don't like Piece of Me, but that's because I don't like when they talk about their celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of bugs me. But yeah. Toy Soldier. I wish that was the one by Martika. That's not a cover of it, is it?
No.
Oh, man, that was such a good song. She should do a cover of that. I like Freak Show, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The one song Britney wrote on this has a writing credit on this album.
Yeah.
And she performs it in her Vegas show. She
does?
She puts a participant from the audience in a dog collar, and they have to climb on all fours, and then she spanks them up and down the
stage.
Is it
always a guy?
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a plant?
No. Oh, yeah. Yes. I mean, yes. Before the show, her people go and they kind of like look
out. Well, that's not
out.
A plant. That's like a real person. I mean, I'm saying it's like not someone that works for her.
Oh, no. No. It's always like someone who's there in Vegas. Like
right,
having
right.
a. Yeah.
Right.
Cool. What a thrill for that person.
How exciting.
I mean, that's what I would have wanted.
That would be such a great
to be
job.
To in be the like, dog collar.
Yeah. To be spanked by Brittany.
Yes.
What a weird of job. Hi, my name's Annie. I work for Brittany. So Brittany's going to come out and put you in a dog collar.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
She's going to spank you. It doesn't really hurt. It's a little sting.
Do you think they have to sign a waiver?
Sure, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, guys, thanks for unpacking this very serious time in Brittany's life.
Look, bottom line is everyone loves her. She's going to get better. She is better. She seems better. It's great. She's a better person for having gone through this. She's probably way more interesting.
That's what made me like her.
Yeah, exactly.
If it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you. And if it doesn't change you, like, it's either growth or death.
Yeah.
And she keeps growing.
And she should get a prenup.
Yeah. LegalZoom.com.
Mm-hmm. I think we should end it right there. Annie Mebben, Jason McAuliffe, thank you so much for being here.
Thank
everyone,
you
if you're
me.
Not already watching Heathers, watch it. It's the best. I could not.
Wednesday night at 10 p.m.
Awesome.
Set your DVRs.
Couldn't love you guys more.
Bye.
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 Campfire.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.